Today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa, we continue our discussion with Sheila Horace of the Kyoto Education Advocacy Team, a grassroots organization of private citizens organized to support the Kyoto schools. She starts off by discussing more of the group's goals.
Fundraising to help replenish the general fund, because with declining enrollment, that is an issue. Another is public education. We need to have people informed on what actually is happening in the school and what we can do to help, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And especially in a smaller school like yours, because it seems like the smaller schools don't get quite the attention in Des Moines that the larger schools do sometimes.
No, they don't. And the declining enrollment is affecting the rural schools on more extensively than it is the urban schools, even though they have a problem also. One of the biggest problems with the rural schools is the inequity in providing transportation, because rural districts are much larger. Their transportation costs are extremely higher, and so they have less money to work with on academic areas.
Yeah, and the transportation costs are what's really hurting a lot of the rural districts right now.
Yes, and that's one of the things that I know we've talked to our legislators. Our group has met with Kevin Kinney, our Senate representative, and then Jared Klein, who's our delegate to the House. So we've met with them. We've also had some interaction with an organization called Rural School Advocates of Iowa, and they're very active in trying to get some legislation changed in order to make things to improve the situation. So
now you also have an arm of your group, you said, that's involved in fundraising for the school?
Yes, we're working on that. We're trying to come up with some ideas on we've had very good luck in the past. 3 years ago, the Kyoto area had a fundraiser, just donations, and we were able to replenish the general fund with $144,000.
Wow, that's a big jump.
It is. And then in the through the education Kyoto Education Foundation, they also they have two donors that, and plus the general public, they give between $38,000 to $44,000 to the fund every year, and we're hoping to expand on that. So we'll see.
Now, if there's someone sitting out there that says, I want to help the schools, and these people sound like they're really going after it and really supporting the Kyoto schools, how could they get involved with you folks?
We would be happy to have anyone involved that is interested. In fact, we need to expand. We started small. There's 12 of us right now. Just in order to get organized, it's easier to organize a smaller group than it is a larger group. And so now we're ready. Hopefully we have committees set up. We have 5 different committees, and we have chairmen on each one of those committees. And they are hoping to, they're going to be asking the people in the community to assist them, and hopefully they will be willing to do that.
So what would you tell people who are interested in getting involved with your group? What could they do?
They could give me a call. I have a Kyoto telephone. I'm in the phone book. And they give me a call, and we would be happy to find out what they wanted to do and how they wanted to help and give them a job.
Can't have too much help, can you?
No, you can't. That's right. And the more people that are involved, the more interest there is, and the more they understand what is happening. And we want the community to be informed with accurate information instead of rumors.
Yeah, that's the most important thing, isn't it?
Right, right.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the visit. Anything you'd like to add here at the end as we wrap things up?
No, we're excited about our group, and we're hoping that we're just getting started, and we hope that we'll develop more jobs as time goes on.
We've been visiting with Sheila Horris of the Kyoto Education Advocacy Team, a grassroots group of citizens organized to support the Kyoto schools on this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Tom Goodsight, KCII News.